He gets the goal on a nice feed by C.J. Eich. And the Huskies, I believe, will be going on the power play here as they tie it up 1-1 with 6:35 remaining in the period.
Kind of a weird play where Joel L'Esperance gets caught up with the defenseman. The puck is kind of blocked, and he gets hauled down. I know a lot of the UAH people were saying that he embellished on that. You were right there, Coach. It's a long way from our view. What exactly happened there from what you could see?
Well, yeah, the puck was coming around the boards. Their defenseman got it, and Joel went out to him and actually blocked the shot. So now the puck's lying there, and they're getting a little bit of a tussle. And, you know, their guy, I think, is 5'10", whatever he is, 175 pounds, and Joel's like 6'2", 215 pounds, and they're saying to embellish it. There's no embellishment. Yeah. I mean, he grabbed them and whatnot, and Joel was focused on the puck trying to get out. Their defenseman wasn't. He's just trying to get Joel down and off of the puck. So
they both go down, and CJ,
well, they both go down
through.
Yeah, and maybe Joel's a bigger guy, but the way the guy attacked him and that, and you know, Joel was just doing anything he could to try and get the puck out, and he did a great job, which set up a 2-on-1.
He did, and he didn't get an assist on that.
Yeah, and we'll look at that. Okay. I think, you know, they're scoring. I told our guy Mike Stevens to go over all our goals because, I thought there were a number of plays where they didn't announce assists or whatnot. So we're going to just double check.
All right, so on the goal, Dylan Stamen from C.J. Eich. Nice saucer pass over there from Eich, who almost had another assist shortly after that, too.
Shortly after that, same line. They created a 3-on-1 this time, and Joel L'Esperance was the recipient of a pass in the slot, and their goaltender made a good save, really good save.
So we go into the second period. We outshoot them 11-4. We get the first go-ahead goal of the weekend at the 2:21 mark. Another nice play by that line. Dylan Stamen to Alex Gillies on a 3-on-2, and they worked it to perfection.
Murray with a shot through traffic, blocked by 3 Huskies, and they'll bring it up now. 4-on-2 for Michigan Tech across the line. Stamen with a nice move. Centering pass. Here's a shot. Scores! Stamen for Gillies, and the Huskies with a pretty pass play of the on-man rush. Berry a top shelf. Gillies now with his second of the season.
Well, Coach, correct me if I'm wrong. Could he have also gone back to C.J. Eich, who was on the back door there, but he noticed the goalie going down early?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of options there. And I think what really made the play is, C.J. Eich driving the net hard. Yeah. So once he does that, it sort of collapses their defenseman. Their weak side defenseman had to come over and pick C.J. up, which opened up the very far side with for Alex. And what a shot, Dirk. We had the angle from the bench to see where he could shoot it, and there wasn't much room where he put it, and he put it in a real small spot up on the blocker side of the goaltender up top. And I mean, that was a big-time shot.
It really was, and the water bottle going up. And I watched that over and over again, trying to figure out what Guerrero was thinking. And I'm guessing he was trying to anticipate C.J. Eich getting that puck.
He was, I think, because he was back in his net a little bit. I think normally he'd be out and a little more aggressive, try to cut down the angle. But with C.J. going to the far post, you have to respect that because he was not picked up, and he was wide open. So, great goal by Alex. It's nice to see our freshman, stepping forward and getting some goals and some points. That line was fabulous for us. C.J. Eich, Dylan Stamen, and Alex Gillies. I mean, they can all skate, and they worked hard. And, boy, can they ever possess the puck when they're down low. They're so quick. It's really hard to get them off the puck. But we needed somebody to step up in that game, and that line by far was our best line.
Cliff Watson was whistled on the holding call at the 9:46 mark. This allowed the game to be tied on the power play for the Chargers. Jeff Vanderloot, left alone in front of the net, redirected it in.
For the Chargers, from behind their own net, McHugh will bring it up now on the left wing. Trying to take the zone is Huntsville. And trying to set it up, and they will. Back to the point. Pierce, shot tipped in front. They score. Shot from the point. Prince able to get that shot off and deflected in front of goaltender Phillips.
So Vanderloo gets the goal. Jack Prince and Brandon Parker get the assist. Prince was the one who took the shot from the point. And you said, Coach, after you weren't happy with that goal.
No, I was not. You know, we did an excellent job killing that penalty for pretty much the majority of it. And at the end there, we just backed off. We let that defenseman take the shot, and that was one of the things we talked about for the game, is that we had to make sure that we denied that shot, and then we just had some poor coverage in front. We got a little confused, and it wasn't a great goal, but the guy got a piece of it and redirected by Jamie, and that was a tough game for Jamie to play. You know, I mean, he did not see many shots in the game, but, you know, they took advantage of their power play, and it was a big goal, and tied the game up.
And coming up next, Coach, I thought was one of the biggest goals of the whole week, and Shane Hanna shortly after that goal, just a minute and a half after the tying goal by the Chargers, ties it up, regains the lead for the Huskies.
Intercepted, though, by Carroll. Carroll brings it over for Patan. Patan waiting, sends it to the net. Kicked away there by Guerrero. Husky score! Oh, what a great goal by Shane Hanna from an impossible angle. His teammates didn't even know it went in.
Well, you can hear the guys laughing. Those the guys that weren't playing were sitting up next to my crowd microphone, and they were, you know.
Oh, yeah, you could hear in the background. It was one of those plays where you don't see very often, but we talk about what we call funneling the puck to the net. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do somewhere between the top of the circles or the goal line, if you get it down there, is just turn and quickly throw it at the net and try to get traffic in front. And Shane did that. He just, you know, got below the top of the circles there, and he's on the boards, really a tough angle, and he just threw it at the net, and it found its way in the net. So what I like, it was shortly thereafter they scored, and we regained the lead late in the period or halfway through that second period. So it was a huge goal.
It was. I watched the replay over and over trying to remind myself where he was. Yeah. I kept thinking he was on the hash mark. He was actually a good 4 feet below on the half wall on the hash mark, and then he's a left-handed shot, right?
He has a left-handed shot.
That puck was maybe a few feet above the goal line when he shot it. And I asked him, you know, we interviewed him before the game Saturday and what he saw, and he said exactly what you just said. We have been told to funnel it to the net, you know, and he's so soft-spoken and doesn't want to say anything.
Right.
But he said that I saw the goaltender go down, and I just – I mean, it wasn't just a blooper. I mean, it was at the back of the net.
Oh, yeah. Like it had some zip on it. And like I said, you never know. You know, if you watch NHL hockey, not too long ago I was watching Montreal and how the – Brendan Gallagher scored on, I think it was Jimmy Howard from behind the goal line there, you know. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. There's so much going on in a game, and, every shot's a good shot. That's that Corsi effect. That's the new study. If you get more shots on goal, you're actually going to get more goals. So, anyway, huge goal for us, and happy for Shane. I thought Shane had a good weekend overall.
So we go into the second intermission with a 12-4 shot advantage after two. In the second period, I should say, and a 23-8 advantage after two periods of play. And the whole third period, Coach, nobody scores, but boy, there was a lot of great action in that period between the two teams.
Well, I thought Alabama really came out and pushed hard, you know, and this is their game. You know, they're in a close game. One shot here or there can really make a difference for them, and they come out and pressed us pretty good. But I liked our team, too, in the third period. I thought that was maybe our best period, the way we skated. First period was pretty good, but there's so many penalties. But this period, at least we have a chance to get everybody involved in the game. And there was some pace in this game. I'll tell you, there was a stretch there. There wasn't a whistle for a while, and the intensity was really good, really high, almost like the Minnesota State Series.
It really was, and there was no penalties called until the last minute of play by either team.
Yeah, no, it was a good period of hockey. And like I said, fortunately for us, we still didn't give them much. You know, that's the key. If you look at it, when you look at their attempted shots in the game, they had, I think, 25 attempted shots. So that means they just tried to get shots to the net 25 times. And, we had over, I think their goalie had 30-some saves in the game. They only had 25 attempted shots, which only, I think, 14 made it to the net. So overall, first and foremost, a real good defensive game. And that's the way you went on the road. You have to take advantage of your scoring opportunities, stay disciplined, which we did. We only took one penalty, and get good goaltending, which I think we did overall from Jamie. You know, it's probably maybe the one you'd like to have back. But overall, he did a good job for us, and we found a way to win the game.
Well, probably our best defensive defenseman. He's just a pillar out there. Cliff Watson had not scored at all as a Husky until Friday night, and this was a golden one.
Shot through, save made by Phillips, and a rebound shot went wide of the net on the short side. Not by much, though, and now Watson will get the clear all the way down. Will this be enough to go in? And it will! And Watson will get his first career goal! Empty netter that just crossed the line, and they'll have to pick up the puck for Cliff Watson.
Finally, his first goal, and I was so happy for him. It goes as an unassisted tally at the 19:02 mark.
Well, and good for Cliff, because he plays well. He plays so hard, plays honest. You know, he does all the things you want him to do, both on and off the ice. And that was a big goal for our team, as you mentioned. You know, they had a shot and they had the goalie out, and things were a little frantic there in our zone. And Cliff's usually so calm and poised and whatnot. But they had a guy coming back, too, chasing down this this puck, and I thought he was going to get it.
So did I.
And, you could tell that in your voice there. I mean, he dove, and it looks like I thought he got a piece of it, but somehow it still went in the net. And huge goal, and happy for Cliff. And, I think our team was extremely happy for him.
Did that hit the back of the net? I don't even remember.
I don't think it did. It might have, but...